I just need to record for a sec so I can document my COVID test.
Meeting is being recorded by the host of the meeting.
I'm doing a COVID test. I already did one COVID test, but it was negative. Me saying but as if that's a bad thing. I'm doing another one because you should always do two. There's some education. Okay, in 15 minutes, we'll see if I have COVID.
I have a little snack with me.
Can you? Oh, what's your snack?
Old mac and cheese.
Sorry, I just actually sat here for 15 minutes researching, and you could have chosen that time to eat.
I literally just found this in my fridge from a couple days ago, maybe a week ago, actually.
Can you do the 15 minutes later sound from SpongeBob?
15 minutes later.
My COVID test should be done. My COVID test is done.
Oh. Well, the good news is my mac and cheese is awesome.
Let's check. Gotta use a flashlight. Negative. That's two negative tests.
I can't see that shit at all, Chase.
That's two negative tests. Do you think I have COVID?
You have COVID, bitch. Get shot, bitch.
Shit. Okay. Welcome to Two Servings of Fruit episode. Well, it's interesting because I'm grouping the episodes by season on streaming platforms, but also by just overall what episode they are. So
fine.
Episode 4, but also episode 42.
Wow. Aww.
I just didn't want to start over. Like, you start a new season and you go back to one. Like, that seems like silly. That seems
fucked up, frankly. That pisses me off.
And then we'll
that
never have like.
That pisses me the fuck off.
100. Yeah. Anyways.
Ooh, 100th episode spectacular.
We're a long ways away, especially because we did 39 last year and then took a 1 year break. So
we're a couple years out.
Yeah. Can you stop eating it, maybe?
Hey.
Stop eating into the mic at the very
What
least.
Are you talking about? I'm not.
I need to get a water. Can you talk to the people for a sec? Okay.
Hey, everyone. This is just a friendly reminder to check in with your groups of people, and make sure your community knows about your whereabouts. People go missing all the time. Don't be one of them.
I was doing a PSA. I was doing a PSA ASMR. PSA ASMR. Oh, it's a rainy day here in Vancouver.
It's a beautiful day here.
Do a weather report? Weather report? Okay.
I didn't say yes.
Oh my gosh, Chase, are you actually going to be okay this weekend?
Why?
There's a hurricane coming to the east coast of Canada.
Wait, really? Are you making that up?
No, it's going to hit Prince Edward Island really hard. I keep getting TikToks about it. Heavy, heavy rain.
Hurricane Fiona?
Fiona, yeah. Like Fiona from Shrek.
I thought you were joking.
No.
Historic storm for eastern Canada. No, it doesn't look like it's going to affect me.
Well, you know, you ever see the movie Day After Tomorrow?
No.
About climate change? That movie's about climate change.
It's going to affect all of these cities that I've never heard of in my life.
Antigonish.
Oh, there's St. John, Fredericton, Tignish.
Be safe, Chase. Do you have sandbags set up? Did you set up your sandbags?
Looks like I'll be fine. I'm pretty far away from the coast. Chase, I mean, I'm actually not that far from the coast, but I'm pretty far from the coast. It has been really windy here.
The hurricane's not there yet, so it's not because of that. I can tell you that for fucking
free. I've been told that it just gets really windy here in general.
You just saying, by the way, actually, Hamilton, Ontario, there's a lot of fucking wind out here.
There is, for real. Anyways, what are we talking about today? We take too long to get into the topic. Our goal for today was to be streamlined, so I'm Chase, doesn't have so much editorial work.
Okay, no problem. How's this for editorial work? Bye, everyone. Bye. Let's do the outro now. How's that for editorial work? Thanks for listening. Hope you learned something cool today.
What are we talking about?
Gay subcultures.
Stop eating into the mic. Stop. Just stop.
I'll mute myself when I chew. This mac and cheese is awesome though.
Okay, we're talking about queer subcultures, not just gay subcultures.
Queer, gay, queer, 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 gay. You know, it is what it is.
But first, weird shit of the week.
Okay, let's sing the jingle. Weird, it's the weirdest shit that you've ever seen this week. Now welcome to Weird Shit of the Week.
Honestly, I'm just going to keep that in because I fucked it up last time. So
put it over the same track as well. It's cool. Be cool.
But you didn't really do it the same.
Oh.
You don't sound the same live.
Aw. That's so sad. Isn't that sad?
What's your weird shit?
Mine is from Fox News, of course. Foxy bitch. FDA advises against cooking chicken with cold medicine in response to, quote, sleepy chicken trend. I don't know if you heard about this. There was a trend on TikTok. You cook chicken in NyQuil.
Oh, my God.
You take a whole raw chicken.
Really?
You boil that NyQuil. You boil that chicken. There was like a video of it. Yeah.
And, I'm going to look it up.
It was fucked up, this video. It's nasty looking. And it's not good to boil NyQuil.
It won't let me look up sleepy chicken. It says, your safety matters. Some online challenges can be dangerous, disturbing, or fabricated. Instead, learn how you can recognize harmful challenges so you can protect your health and well-being. And then it has a link to resources for identifying fabricated online challenges. I spelled chicken incorrectly, and now I can get some. Okay, here. Makes you feel drunk, he said. That's fucked. So my weird shit's from HuffPost. That's short for Huffington Post. And the headline is North Dakota woman charged after bringing raccoon into bar. And it just piqued my interest because you said you wanted a raccoon. It gets a little tragic. So a woman who brought a wild raccoon into a North Dakota bar is facing criminal charges. So she says that her family found the raccoon on the side of the road 3 months ago. They named it Rocky. She says they were nursing it back to health, and she wanted to bring the raccoon to her local happy hour. And she was walking around.
Okay.
She was walking around showing it to different customers. And someone called the police.
This lady's gotta be fucked up.
It's illegal under North Dakota Board of Animal Health to keep a wild raccoon. And this is the part that's sad, is authorities euthanized the raccoon.
So they were saving this raccoon's life. They were doing a noble
or
thing.
Or so she says.
And just because some bitch at the bar narked.
I don't know why they had to kill it.
There was a narc.
I don't know why they had
bar.
To kill it.
It's a raccoon. They're wild creatures. Let it be, girl.
The bartender has made a statement saying the animal never bit or acted aggressively towards anyone at the bar. So that's really tragic for Rocky. Rest in peace, Rocky.
What was this
bar?
Doesn't
say the name. The raccoon tested negative for rabies too. Why'd they kill
it? North Dakota?
Yes. Oh, Haddock Bar.
Haddock Bar, North Dakota. I just want to see what their happy hour is like. Me looking this place up. Haddock Bar. Is it like Haddock, wait, what?
Nothing comes up.
How do you spell
Maddock? Not me reading this M as an
H. Oh my gosh. Yeah, you just Google Haddock Bar. There's all these places that serve haddock and chips. I'm like, in North Dakota.
I'm dyslexic.
You're fucked up. Maddock Bar.
Did you know that Tom Cruise says that Scientology cured him of dyslexia?
He's fucked up.
Do we really need to look up this happy hour?
I don't think this bar is called
it. Is
Maddock.
I found it.
I think Maddock is...
I found it. M-A-D-D-O-C.
I looked up Maddock
bar. Oh, wait. M-A-D-D-O-C-K bar, LLC, North Dakota.
Yeah, but this is... Is this
yes.
It? I think Maddock is a place.
Oh. I think this is it.
Regardless, this place has like two pictures.
Looks like a dump.
Yeah, literally. Madoc Bar. Madoc Bar. Madoc Bar. During happy hour. Madoc Bar. Maybe it's Harriman's restaurant and Bobcat Bar. Could that be it?
Madoc Bar in Madoc is a tiny, tiny, tiny little town. Just let this woman have her fucking raccoon. It actually is so crazy how many tiny, tiny towns there are. And people actually live there.
Yeah, this place only has 35 reviews. Cold drinks.
That's the whole population.
Table and dartboard. Great place to hang out with friends.
Okay, Liam, I'm actually not talking about this bar.
This is one of the reviews. This is one of the reviews from Sue M. She's a local guide. Listen to this. She gave it 1 star. She said, I think all bars should be closed and respect our Lord and Savior. That's A-R-E, Lord and Savior. And everyone, praying hands emoji. Need to ask our God for forgiveness. Praying hands emoji. You never know when your life will end. Ask yourself if you are really? Question mark. So that whole review actually doesn't even make sense. But also,
that encapsulates the town of Madoc.
Yeah, and she hasn't even been. And she's like, it's a bar. This should be closed.
She's probably on Google all day leaving reviews for every bar.
Well, she's a local guide. So that's great.
Local guide. I found the woman who had the raccoon. Okay.
About 5'5", maybe. Just under 5'6".
I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. We're done with this.
Well, I'm just letting you know her height.
Okay. Queer subcultures.
Rabid animals? How's that for a queer subculture?
Yeah, they're called furries. List as many queer subcultures as you can think of.
Okay, well, if we're thinking subculture...
10 seconds.
I don't know. It's honestly hard because there's like within the subculture, I would say like you could say like body type is a big thing that gay men use to differentiate themselves into communities. So it, within that, you've got like...
It's been 10 seconds. It's been 10
okay,
seconds.
Okay, so yeah, zero. Then, okay, any. Great. I'm not even gay then. I'm actually straight. Because a straight person wouldn't eat mac and cheese like this. They would eat it like this.
Ew, stop. I have to edit this, which means I have to listen to this again. Stop and stop eating your fucking mac and cheese.
Done.
You can wait.
I'm literally,
you can wait
done.
35 minutes.
All right, I got like 2 more bites left.
Okay, I think that there are some subcultures that are problematic, and there are some subcultures that I think are fine. I think subcultures that are like fetishizations. I mean, I think tribes within the gay community are problematic as well.
Because if you think about it, we're all just one big. But then community. I like, we're all just people. At the end of the day, we're all just people.
Like gamers, fine. Furries,
is
fine.
Furry a queer subculture?
Drag culture, fine. Well, I looked up some history of furries. Would you like to hear the history of furries?
Describe historically.
I have a list.
My one question is this. Are people born furries or are they made? That was my question.
They're made.
So you don't believe that? So you think being a furry is a choice? Okay, well, that's pretty messed up.
Okay, well, people
okay,
can
you're
cancel
canceled.
Me.
Get shot.
Do you know where furries came from?
I think okay.
Guess the decade. Guess the decade where furries.
Oh my god, I feel like it's going to be actually really old. Like the 1940s. Okay, 1920s.
No.
Okay.
No, it's 1970s.
1880s.
Well,
if you think about it, Neanderthals, furries, they were dressing up in animal pelts. So,
oh, were cavemen the first?
That really makes
furries.
You think.
Anyways, in the 70s, there was comic books that came out which depicted like animal-human hybrid art, and it was like sex. Like furries, since inception, has been like a sexual thing. But then while I was researching furries, not a lot of furries identify as gay, so I am questioning if it's like a gay queer subculture at all. Because it says here that 3.5% of furries are bisexual, 1.5% are gay, and 1% are lesbian. But then it says that furries are often seen as a gay subculture, And queer furries are overrepresented in the larger furry scene.
That's brave of them. Why do I think that gay furries... Well, you know what it is? It's probably a little homophobic, frankly. Any sort of like weird, deviant...
Well, do you think it's
it's like you see that and it's like...
sex thing. You know? Yeah, I was literally going to say that. Yeah, I think literally because furries was born out of those sexual comics and it is for a lot of people like a sexual thing. People just kind of like...
treat gayness as sexual deviancy. Yeah.
It's like hypersexual. Wow, we're on the same wavelength.
We're actually cracking the case and even opening up new doors to a different understanding of the human race.
Have you ever met a furry?
Probably. Like, I don't think I've ever known.
I have met
countless furries because you go to furry con.
I am a furry, but someone... Yeah. I went on a date with once way back in the day. They weren't a furry then, but I have them on socials and they're a furry now. So
that's good awesome. For them.
And then also when I was in Berlin,
that was a choice.
In Berlin, my friend took me to this club and it was full of women. And I was like I was told it was a gay club and it turned out to be a lesbian club. I was like, oh, like I've never been to a lesbian club in my life. And it was actually so fun. Anyways, there were two furries there and I was sitting down on a table while my friend was having a cigarette in the smoking area, which is basically the whole club. And they came and sat with us. I had like a full conversation with them. And they were really nice. And one of them was walking the other one on a leash.
Please tell me you said put your paws up.
Okay.
I actually did know a furry. Now that I'm thinking about it, when I was a child in just elementary school, there was a person who would wear
school? But that's like, you know, I feel like a lot of like preteens kind of go through like, especially like anime loving, you know, that kind of crew, a furry the kind of crew.
Yeah. Yeah. It's personal to me because I'm also a furry.
Oh my God. We both come out as furries today.
This is a furry podcast and a My Little Pony broadcast.
Oh, I need more water. I should have done that.
Jesus Christ, Chase.
I'm really parched. I have COVID.
This bitch. He does not have COVID. He's got a brain tumor the size of a grapefruit.
Oh my God.
But he does not have COVID.
Honestly, I've always been told to not paint the devil on the wall or he'll pay a visit. But I think I might have a brain tumor.
you probably do.
Or my brain is swelling.
Oh, well, that's a sign of meningitis. I mean, that is deadly. You'll die. You're dead.
I mean, I know that if my brain's swelling, it's bad, but...
No, it's not bad. How do you tell if it's good. It's swelling? You're awakening.
How do you tell if it's swelling?
You would not be able to tell. I think if your brain was swelling, I think that would be the end.
It's not. I was because obviously when I thought my brain was swelling, I looked up what to do if your brain is swelling. And it said that, yeah, oftentimes you will die. But it also said that before it gets to the point of not being fixable, you'll have like loss of vision, dizziness, and then you need to go to the ER and then they'll try to fix your brain and you might die, but you're not, it's not a death sentence.
Okay, great. Well, then you have nothing to worry about.
But I don't have any symptoms besides the fact that sometimes my head feels tight.
Okay, that's definitely death. That's your scalp. You're definitely not feeling your brain. That's your scalp muscles.
So, yeah, as my brain pushes against my
head. Your scalp muscles? Your skull? Maybe you've got a thick-ass skull. It's getting thicker. You know what I did happen to me this week? I took probably too much Tylenol and Advil simultaneously because I had a backache. I was told you could do this. I almost went a little deaf for like a couple hours in one ear, like tinnitus, ringing, sudden onset. I Googled it. Too much non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs can cause temporary deafness.
Sometimes I do get ringing in my ear. Does that mean I'm going deaf?
Yeah.
Does it really, Liam?
Yes, that's what tinnitus is. They say that ringing noise, if you hear that ringing, that's the last time, that's like those nerve cells dying, and that's the last time you'll be able to hear that frequency.
You're lying to me.
No!
You're lying to me, Liam.
That's tinnitus.
Tinnitus ringing is when you experience ringing or other noises in one or both of your ears. The noise you hear when you have tinnitus is not caused by external sound. It's a common problem. It affects 20% of people. Common in older adults.
You're just aging.
It's actually been happening as long as I can remember, so.
Okay, well then maybe you're just going to die deaf. Anyways, on the topic of queer subcultures, I think first we need to understand if we're homophobic. So I have a quiz here. I'd like you to partake.
Okay.
So the answers you can do between 1 and 5. 1 is going to equal strongly agree. 2 is agree. 3 is neither agree nor disagree. 4 is disagree. Or 5 is strongly agree. So first question, gay people make me nervous. Would you strongly agree with that statement?
I wouldn't strongly agree, but I would somewhat agree.
Okay, well.
But not because of negative, but because of
like. I'm going to put 5.
I feel like they're. I feel like fear of judgment when I'm around gay people.
Gay people deserve what they get.
That's so vague. What do they get?
Well, do they deserve it? Yes, absolutely.
No, I'm not going to say yes because that doesn't make any sense.
Homosexuality is acceptable to me. Strongly
agree. Liam, stop.
If I discovered a friend was gay, I would end the friendship. Agree. Strongly.
I was filling this out. Why are you answering for me?
We're both answering. So we can see. What would you say with if you had a gay friend?
I would say disagree.
Okay. Well, wrong answer. I think homosexual people should not work with children. Strongly
disagree.
I make derogatory remarks about gay people. This is just
strongly
actually
agree.
Like, I do
strongly
actually
strongly agree.
I enjoy the company of gay people. Strongly disagree.
Stop.
That's also true, actually.
You don't like hanging out with other gay people?
Usually, they're just like weird and scary. That's what homophobia means. Afraid.
Okay. I respect you.
Marriage between homosexual individuals is acceptable.
I agree.
I make derogatory remarks to.
How long is this fucking
gay.
Quiz?
It's 25 questions. We're on question 9.
Liam, we're not doing all 25.
You could just click the best ones. You could just clip it to the best ones.
Okay, but remember when we said we're going to make editing easy?
Anyways, I make derogatory remarks to people I suspect are gay.
Agree.
Okay. It does not matter to me whether my friends are gay or straight. Strongly disagree. It actually does matter to me. I only want gay friends.
Yeah, I don't want straight friends.
No. Homosexuality is immoral. Strongly agree. I tease and make jokes about gay people. That's also strongly agree. Again, that's just true.
Can you just skip to the end?
Okay, well, I'll rapid fire these off for you. I feel that you cannot trust a person who is homosexual. Who's actually, who looks up this quiz and is like, I'm just really curious. Am I homophobic?
I don't trust gay people.
Like, personally, I hate gay people, but like, does that make me homophobic? Like, I don't know. Let me find out. Because I don't want to be homophobic. I want to be extremely homophobic. Okay, so this is a really old website. And when I hit get the results, it's launched this page that's all in code. Like, it's actually just a coding page. That being said, I can read the code. It says, if score less than 26, then you're not homophobic. I think my score is really high.
What's your score? We did not do all that for you to not even get the score.
I don't know.
Just make something up.
Basically, I got extremely homophobic.
I'm going to send this to your boss.
Cool. Anyways, that was awesome. So, I had nothing to do with anything. I just thought that would be a fun quiz to take. I thought that would be cool.
It literally had nothing to do with anything we're talking about. I'm here trying to give like fucking historical context of these subcultures and you're coming with a quiz about being homophobic.
I'm helping move the story along. I'm helping progress.
What's the story?
the story of what kind of gay are you? Are you homophobic? Yeah, that's great.
Okay, I want to talk about a different subculture.
There were three. Let's do a real quiz.
No, we can do the quiz after we talk about another legitimate topic.
Okay, fine. I have real quizzes about what type of gay are you. So just be
let's
ready
do that
for
at
it.
The end.
You've lived all the different gay lives. You've been a Starbucks gay.
Is that a subculture?
Yeah, working at Starbucks. When they say, like, how did you meet? And people, and like straight people say, like, at work. Crazy. I think that only works if you were for a gay person if you work at Starbucks.
Starbucks does hire a lot of gays.
Yeah. Do you think that's on purpose?
I don't know. They also do a lot. Like, they offer, like, to cover a lot of your, like, gender reaffirming care.
All right. That's great. Starbucks is still a capitalist scum organization, so you capitalist pig. Why don't you go lick their boots? Why don't you go suck and lick Howard Schultz's boots? Anyways, what are they? So we've got Starbucks.
Okay, well, we can't talk about all subcultures, but there were a few that I researched because I wanted to touch on them.
Okay, I think circuit party gay. That's like a cool one to know more about because I feel like they're so basic.
Yeah, circuit gays.
Would you ever go to a circuit party? I don't know what that means exactly. Would you ever go to Fire Island?
I genuinely don't. No. I think I would be extremely uncomfortable. I would be not welcomed. And it would be...
I think it would be a horrible experience.
Not a pleasant experience.
I also just think Speedos don't look good. Like, I'm sorry, but I actually don't think anyone looks good in the Speedo. You just kind of
I don't mind Speedos, but they're a little, like, much...
It's just like, oh, check it out. I got like a red Speedo with like a yellow stripe. It's like, it's not even cool.
Yeah.
You just look like you're wearing underwear. You don't look cool.
Circuit parties started as discos.
Okay.
In the 70s.
I would go to a disco. 100%.
They started as men only discos. So I think if you're even looking at that history, from inception, they've been exclusionary.
Okay. I love that movie.
From the time of Inception, the film, circuit parties have been exclusionary.
Yeah.
Since because I feel like.
And 11.
I feel like, you know, they started as no women and they also started as very white centered spaces, just.
Yeah.
Because racism is a thing. Yeah. And I think that the exclusionary element of it still exists. Like, it's usually full of fit, muscular, masculine, mostly white, gay men.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the idea of going on a gay cruise or going to like I said, Fire Island or fucking whatever it's called in Florida, you know, and just being around that for like even 2 hours, you know.
Is Fire Island in Florida?
No, it's in New York.
Oh.
But like Florida has gay areas. Like I feel like they're just like beaches, you know. Like even Mykonos
yeah.
is pretty goddamn gay.
Yeah, Mykonos, I think, would be, like, the closest. The bars in Mykonos, the closest I've been to a circuit party.
Yeah.
Because it was all gay, man. Muscular gay, man.
Yeah, that was freakish. So, yeah, like, even then, it's, like, 2 hours. That's more than enough.
Yeah, I just don't think I would ever go to an actual circuit party that's marketed as a circuit party. Also, I'm pretty sure they're expensive. Like, you have to buy a ticket and shit. And why would I pay just to go and be judged and feel uncomfortable? Literally. Also, if there's any corner of the queer community that I don't want to spend time with, it's muscular, masculine, white, gay men.
No, it's truly the worst. Like the worst.
Oh, I would rather die. Actually, I'd rather. Yeah. I'd rather go to a straight club.
Yeah.
Because there are at least some ladies in the straight club I can hang out with.
Woo! Here's a fun activity as well. Yeah, queer subculture, I also think queer language, you know? What does that mean? Queer slang, you know? So I'm going to name a couple things. You tell me what that word means, okay? Okay, so have you ever heard of a top?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of gaydar?
No.
Okay. This is an interesting one. Beard.
I can't grow a beard.
Well, this means a person used to conceal one's sexual orientation.
Oh, so like Garrett would be your beard.
Yeah, because I'm actually straight. This is actually funny. This is Wikipedia. 100 footer, an obviously gay or lesbian person, as if visible from 100 feet away.
100 footer.
Like, isn't that cool?
Are there any actually interesting ones that you haven't heard of besides 100 footer?
Honestly, these are actually all, I think, pretty, like, not even correct. Like, it says camp is effeminacy or effeminate. I don't think that's what that is.
No.
B-O-I, boy, a boyish lesbian. Okay.
Well, no, not a lesbian. Not familiar.
Bi-fi is the bisexual version of gaydar. Like, sorry, what?
Bi-fi. That's kind of funny.
Hey, do you have good bi-fi? How's your bi-fi?
Okay.
Here's some gay slurs, apparently.
Hey, so now we've reached the segment of our show where we just say gay slurs.
This anal assassin. That's a gay slur. If I was called an anal assassin, I'd say thanks.
Literally. I don't think that's for bottoms, though.
No, there's nothing bottom. So.
I think it's for a top.
We got your standard, your usual, you know, ass bandit, homo, the F word, fairy, flamer fruit, fudge packer, pansy.
Okay. This has gone on long enough. What is going on?
Oh, question. Here's some good ones. These are like derogatory terms for cisgender or straight people. So you've got breeder.
Oh, I need to write those down.
Yeah, that's really the only one I feel comfortable saying.
Okay, well, say the others.
Well, they all just have the F word in it.
To insult.
Yeah.
Straight
F
people?
Hag, F stag. So, you know, a woman who hangs around with gay men, or an F stag is a heterosexual man who enjoys the company of gay men. So that's rare. Oh, here's the LGBT subgroup. So this is in a chicken. Why don't we just use this? So
because I didn't want to just fucking list off what Wikipedia has to say.
According to Wikipedia, which is the exhaustive list of LGBT subgroups. So you have bear, cub, bull, chicken hawk, otter, pig, puppy, silver fox, twink, twunk, wolf. That's twunk. It. So.
What's a twunk?
A twunk is a twink with well-developed physique, in brackets, hunk.
Twunk.
And a chicken is a young twink.
Okay, and that sounds predatory. A chicken hawk
is an older man who sexually pursues younger chickens.
Yeah, there you go. Predatory.
Why would it be called a chicken? That's what I just don't understand. Like, oh, hey, you're like, it's because you're like a chicken breast, you know? You're like a pink little slippery, slimy piece of chicken.
Does Garrett identify as a chicken hawk? Just kidding, you're not young enough.
Shut the hell up. I'm actually just turned 18. Yeah. So that's the exhaustive list.
Well, I was gonna ask you, do you think that tribes to me are, yeah, like subcategories, but does that warrant like a subculture? I don't think every tribe is a subculture. I definitely think there's a bear culture, and you get like bear bars and
yeah,
bear and otter bars.
Yeah, and like daddies too. That's like a good thing.
Daddies is also like a fetish thing. Like, you get, I guess, subcultures of daddies, but like, do you get subcultures of like, what is twink culture?
Literally, like Drag Race? I don't know.
Like, what do twinks do? They just are gay. They're just gay.
Literally, like, how is that a thing? I don't know.
And they don't really, either. I mean, like, twinks hang out with other twinks, but like, they're just being like, you know, typical skinny gays.
Basic. Yeah, basic. Basic. Kind of, it's boring.
Kind of assholes.
Yeah. No, I don't know, because I think when you think of subcultures, it's like, for me at least, it should be like some sort of, they're not just physical, but I think groupings in the gay community, you're just kind of categorized. It's not necessarily that there's any culture, except with the exception of, like, you know, like I said, bears or like daddies, but that's just because they all have really long nipples and they're really, they want to make their nipples as long as they possibly can.
But
you
then
know, like 4 feet, 5 feet, like like stretched out nipples.
Why do you think all daddies have big nipples?
Because they take their shirts off. They're bright red and orange. It's like a weird orange red tan mix.
Okay,
but I never understand how you reach that complexion. Like, how much, why are you so red in the face all the time? You know,
because they're on,
like,
drugs. So red.
Oh, they're on drugs. And then also their nipples are stretched and clamped. They're longer than my AirPods. They're literally out there all the time. They put weights on those things to drag them down. And they are puffed up and they are just gnawed and chewed on and terrifying. It's like a hemorrhoid on your chest.
I'm thinking that I'm just trying to get back to a serious discussion. I'm thinking, like, okay, because I looked up about, like, butch and femme lesbians, which I can't talk too much about because I am not a lesbian, but I'm thinking, like, parallel to kind of like gay subgroups, like butch lesbians emerge as sort of a defiance in a way to, like, heteronormative thinking. There is a lot of, like, critique that butch and femme dynamics perpetuate heteronormative, like, structures, which I think
it's similar among gay, like, men and, like, the top and bottom dichotomy.
Yeah, now I'm thinking about parallels of, like, bottoms are feminine, tops are less feminine. And, like, did twink culture, in air quotes, emerge out of defiance? Like, do we have anything that's that structured in the gay community? I literally don't know.
I honestly don't know, but I do think that like, when we're talking about queer relationships with respect to, like, heteronormative ideals, there is that, like, that gender spectrum or binary, really, that is, like, imposed. And I think that that is a big factor in, like, at least how these categories come about. Not necessarily that they actually, that there is, like, a natural existing culture around gender binary within, like, gay communities, but it is, like, enforced in a certain way. Does that make sense? Yeah. I don't necessarily know.
It's strange that queerness is, like, defiant to heteronormative standards, but then within it, there are things that absolutely, like, comply with heteronormative standards.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the term construction worker?
No, and I never want to hear it again.
Well, it's a gay, bi, or queer man who works in construction. So it's a term describing a gay man.
I just think I really don't, these days especially, I really reject labels. And I think that the gay queer community is, like, riddled with labels.
Yeah, I don't think I'm you couldn't describe me with language, frankly. I'm only understood through metaphysical auras and beams, I would say. So that's words cool. Don't work for me.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Maybe you should stop saying words as well.
Chase, I'm on a podcast. I'm on a podcast broadcast.
I need to broadcast
and podcast my thoughts and my ideas and my honorable...
Your gay slurs.
My slurs, yeah. I need to say more gay slurs.
I don't have anything else to say about... I don't have anything else to say about subcultures. I just, like, I mean, there are obviously tons of subcultures. Do you identify as a gamer?
No. No.
You play video games.
I played Fortnite recently, actually. Yeah, I played Fortnite the other day.
You didn't even ask me to play with you?
It was just, like, spur of the moment. So I was like, oh, just try it out. Do you want to play Fortnite after this? I got to do laundry, but do you want to play some Fortnite?
Sure. See, we're gamers.
Okay, yeah, I guess in a way I'm a gamer, for sure. I mean, there's, like, I would describe myself as a bottom. I would say that.
Yeah.
But that's not also like my identity, you know?
Yeah. And that's not like being a top or bottom is not a culture.
Literally.
And it shouldn't be a culture. That's just like stupid. Sorry if anyone is a part of what they believe to be bottom culture or top culture, but I think that's silly.
Yeah. No, I think, I guess, I don't know. What are they kind of, I'm not really active in the gay community even.
I mean, drag culture, bigger topic. We've also talked about it. Ballroom culture, bigger topic. We've mm-hmm. talked about it. Like, we don't need to get into those. Leather, I think I do want to talk about, but I want to talk about it on a different episode. About okay. like,
so you're going to become a
fetish.
You know what we should do for that episode? We should, this should be a video podcast where you go to a leather bar, you're all leathered up, and you send a camera crew and you just have to navigate the night. Good luck. You have to stay away from every long nipple that you can. You wear a harness.
They're like laser beams shooting across the room.
No, they really are though. But they're not even stiff. They're loose. They're like, you know, like balloon animals. Like the balloons that you use for balloon animals before you blow them up.
Okay, I'm actually really done talking about nipples. And I think our discussion on subcultures is fine. I think we have good content. Do you have any other stupid quizzes you'd like to do before we say our song?
100%. Well, I want to just quickly... This is... just back, going back to circling back to circuit parties. Okay. Eight things you need to know before you go.
We're there. We already were there. Why didn't you bring it up when we were there? This is not streamlined.
I forgot. Parties are hosted on beaches. So that's good to know. Okay, so this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Circuit parties typically attract middle class gay white men 30 to 55 year old. The tickets aren't cheap, nor are the hotel's shoes, clothing, or other accoutrements. It's why you don't see many young guys there unless they are guys 10 plus years their age. Ooh, that's a read. These kinds of events, that was number one. This is the second thing you need to know. These events revolve around dancing all night long, meeting new people, hanging out with friends, drinking copious amounts of alcohol, dancing with hot shirtless men, and engaging in a lot of sex.
Okay. So when do we learn things that we didn't know?
Yeah, like I'm actually, okay, cool. Number three, parties are hosted on beaches, at pools, and in cool, large indoor venues that have been carefully decorated with elaborate themes, lights, and stages. The majority of the space is dedicated to the dance floor. I will say there are times in my life where I'm like, oh shit, I'm kind of like a basic gay guy because like I love throwing a party. I love a theme. I love interior design. And
but that's okay. Like it doesn't matter.
Sometimes
like,
I am a little stereotypical.
Those are just things that you like. Like, there are so many gay people that don't like those things. Like, it has nothing to do with being gay. Well,
then they're not gay, obviously.
I do like throwing parties, though.
Yeah. This is a stupid list. This is a stupid list.
All right.
But let's do a quiz. Oh, here's a fun question for you. What's the gayest city in North America?
New York.
Yep. So, what's number two?
West Hollywood.
Well, let's count it. It's Los Angeles. But yeah. Here's a fun one. What's number three?
Palm Springs.
No. Excuse me. You're not going to get this one.
Miami?
No. Chicago.
Oh, is Chicago really gay?
Apparently.
In all of North America?
It's the third largest LGBTQ population. It is also the third largest city in the U.S., so that makes sense. One, two, and three...
Is that like a full list? I would like to hear
this list. Okay, let's take a quick I lost it, hold on. Oh my goodness. Brazil. No.
Okay
so it's New York, LA, Chicago, then San Francisco.
That's a very gay city,
but it's funny because San Francisco is the only one that actually stands out on this list because the other ones, well, this actually doesn't. Okay, yeah, so this is, it has the highest, the fourth largest, like, actual numbers of gay people, but its percentage of the city that is gay is, like, much higher than the rest of this list. So, like, New yeah. York, the percentage of the city that is gay is 4.5%, and that's just by the sheer size of New York, that makes it the largest population of gay people.
I know that San Francisco is a very gay city. I should have said it sooner.
Yeah, San Francisco. Seattle has a very high population at 12.9%.
Is this just American cities?
I guess so, yeah. I thought it was, yeah, apparently. Or actually, here's a, this is a more, I feel like this is a better representation of, like, so this is top U.S. cities in LGBT population by percentage of total residents. So we have San Francisco, then Seattle, and then guest number three by percentage. So, like, what proportion?
This is in America?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just guess. Just take a guess.
Dallas, Texas?
No, Atlanta.
Atlanta. Wow, I wouldn't have guessed that either.
No. And then we've got Minneapolis at number four.
Yeah. I do actually have a friend who lives in Minneapolis who is gay. Well, actually, I think he followed me on Instagram. So an ex-friend.
Well, tell them. Tell them. Anyways. Okay. So quick quiz.
Also, why are we talking about populace of gay people on an episode about subcultures?
Because, Chase, anyways, we've got 6 minutes left in this meeting. So we've got what type of gay am I quiz from Pro Profs Quizzes. You are open to all sex roles equally when considering a potential mate as a lover. How would you say true? I'm open to all and anything. False. I would never bottom. False. I would never top. Or sometimes prefer to top, sometimes prefer to bottom. So basically,
I've never topped once. But no.
Others don't realize you are gay until you tell them, or you don't tell and just let the world think you are straight. False. People know I'm gay usually by looking. Or the other answer was true. I can pass for a straight biker dude any day. They have no clue.
People usually know, but not always. I'm sometimes surprised when people don't know. Like, I had a Lyft driver driving me home from Toronto, and he was like, do you have a girlfriend? And I was wearing, like, fishnet sleeves. But anyways.
My gosh, that happened to me actually at work one time. I was
I'm actually in the middle of a story.
Oh, I thought you were done.
Huh.
Are you not done?
Go ahead.
No, you can finish.
I was just going to say, I looked very gay. And he assumed I was straight. And I just went with it. I said, no, I don't have a girlfriend. And they said, have you ever had a girlfriend? And I just said, yes. Because
yep.
Sometimes it's easier to just go with it. Anyways, what's your story?
Well, mine was, I was serving some Americans, and then and they were like, oh, blah, blah. They were telling me where they're from. And it was like Nevada or something. I'm like, oh, I'm going to Vegas. And they're like, oh, is your no wife, I guess. And I'm like, nope. And then they're like, just a girlfriend. And I'm like, no, I have a boyfriend. And then they're like, oh, and they were like, oh, whoops. I was like, yeah, they were nice.
And then they started calling you the gay slurs we went over earlier.
They did call me a construction worker. That's true.
Okay. You have 4 minutes to get through this quiz.
It's easy for me to find my match no matter what. I can always find somebody to pair up with and form a relationship. The answers are true. False. If I meet a top, I can instantly be a bottom without hesitation. So much. This is, again, just like, are you a top or a bottom, basically? So that's cool. When you chat online and somebody tells you I'm a top, your response is here's the answers. Thank God. It's about time. fine. I can bottom. Whatever. Let's meet. sorry, bro. You got the wrong guy. Nice. We are a match then. I prefer to bottom myself. Or, yeah, I'm looking for more of a bottom myself. I like to top usually, too. So,
the sorry, bro. That's,
that's a cool one.
That's a circuit gay response.
Oh, my God. These are all just about sex. You're introduced to a hot, submissive gay male who is womanly,
oh,
likes
my
to
God,
pamper
Liam.
Himself like a woman, and works at a makeup counter.
Liam, why are we doing this?
Your reaction is, like to have a go at that sweet little thing. Not my match. Too much like myself. I need a real man. This is really problematic.
Oh my God.
I wonder if he tops too. He's obviously a bottom. Might be hot to be topped by him also. This is so gross. Cute. Probably likes to bottom like me. He is obviously a bottom and I like to top, but I need somebody more similar to myself.
So
okay, here's an interesting one.
Okay.
So it's like the last question, but reverse. A hot dude moves across the street from where you live. He mows his lawn in nothing but shorts, drinks cold beer in the sun, has tattoos all over his body covering muscles and scars from working in construction for 10 years.
They're writing like a novel.
They're really like getting personal here. All the girls in the neighborhood go out of their way to flirt and say hello. You become friends over a period of time and he tells you he is bisexual.
This is a whole movie synopsis.
And look at the photo they use for this question.
Of course, he has to be bisexual.
It's this old woman getting a tattoo.
She looks like a poodle.
And she's taking a selfie while she does it. I'm just gonna get to the next page here.
I think maybe we're done with this quiz.
We're almost done.
Well, you have a minute.
Okay, you have 24 hours to spend $10,000. What do you buy? New helmet, work boots, gym membership, new engine part, tickets to sport event this Saturday, spa treatments, diamond ring, Chanel sunglasses, fine fragrances, but the clothing accessories, hair removal treatment. The fact that I would actually, do the second one. Sorry.
Why are there so many options?
The third question, I don't see how this question relates to my sexuality. I would give the diamond ring to my bottom boy. I would give the gym membership to my top man.
A bottom boy and a top man. I want to get as far away from this quiz as possible.
I jumped through the rest of that quiz there, and I got my answer was true versatile top gay man. So this isn't even a very accurate quiz.
That was the most problematic, mind-numbing quiz about the gay experience I've ever heard. Of all the quizzes about being gay I've come across.
Yeah, that one was really
great. Was that by BuzzFeed?
No, this was proprofs.com.
Professional professors?
I don't know. But it worked. It worked really good.
Really good.
Do you want to do a math test? You know what's happening on my Instagram Explore page? You know what's happening on my Instagram Explore page? I'm getting a lot of calculus problems. Like pictures of calculus problems. It's like solve this proof. Of like, if a function of x is equal to this, then x at this point's derivative is greater than or less than f of x at that exact same point. And it's like, what the hell?
I saw that. Did you watch that TikTok that Abby sent about that hardest problem?
Yeah. That was cool. I like math.
Cool. You're part of the nerd subculture.
Woo! What would be geek. A gay nerd? What would geek. A gay nerd be called?
I think it's called geek.
I think it'd be called a GERD.
No, I mean like the nerd subculture and gay and gay. I think it's called a geek.
No, it's a GERD. Gay nerd. GERD.
Anyways, I'm calling this meeting to an end.
What are your closing thoughts? Should we bleep out some of the gay slurs?
We didn't really say any. You said F word for the ones. That would offend people. Slurs, like if people fruits. Are offended by Fudge Packer and Anal Assassin, then they need to unsubscribe to this podcast. It's not for them.
Yeah, maybe not.
What's your song of the week?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Do yours first.
My song of the week is called Free by Florence and the Machines.
Aw.
It's a great song.
Mine is maybe, You know what I have been listening to? Come Together by the Beatles.
Come together right now. Why?
Because I saw that Beatles Cirque du Soleil show in Vegas, and it was really cool, and I liked that song.
Did you like the show?
Yeah, I loved it. It was amazing. I kept turning to my friend who was with me, I just kept saying that guy's the villain. Like, there'd be some guy on stage and he'd be dressed up. And there'd be some guy like kind of dressed up, like kind of spooky or something. I'd be like, that one's the villain for sure. He's the villain. And I was like gasping and I was like, it was breathtaking and it was terrifying too. I was like, this woman's going to fall. Like there are people and they're going up in the sky and they're like going around and stuff. And I'm like, they're going to get so hurt so badly. So.
What do you rate Vegas out of 10?
Oh, Vegas is 10 out of 10.
Did you go to Fat Tuesdays?
I did go to Fat Tuesdays.
I love that place. Awesome. Did you get their 151 slash?
I don't remember. I think I did. I asked for it's something strong. Their jello shots were the consistency of gummy worms, though. Like, they were not jello. They were chewy. Really chewy.
Anyways, say goodbye to the people.
Bye, everyone. Don't forget, check us out. You didn't do a song. No, you did do a song. Sorry.
Are you going to do the outro?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Bye, everybody. Thank you so much for listening up and listening hard. Please don't forget that you are part of this LGBTQ community.
And yeah, that's not what I meant.
Well, I'm telling people. I'm telling them. And you don't have to adhere to the rules. You are a groundbreaker. You are breathtaking. And don't get caught. Do not get caught up in the moment. Check us out on Instagram. Check us out on Instagram. Give us an email. The call to text system is
you
not
didn't even tell them our yet. Instagram.
Check us out on Instagram, 2 servings of fruit. That's not our at handle. 2 serving pod.
There you go.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I forgot. And yeah, feel free to comment on any post that you see. We love comments. Please do comment, actually. That'd be awesome. I'd like more comments.
All right. Bye, everyone. Give us an email
and let us know what you did today. What's your song of the week? No. End it. You got to end it in an open way so people want to engage in the content, Chase. Give us a review. What would you give us as a review? Let us know by giving us a review.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Liam, I'll see you on Fortnite.
Oh, yeah. Just going to put my laundry in.